The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord has gone forth. Everything that moves you to shed private tears is ending finally this month. He said, the Lord shall wipe away tears from off all faces, and the reproach of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. So this month is marking the end of every trace of shame and reproach in anyone's life. He said, the Lord shall, and if God is out to do it, who can stop it? So whatever is making you shed tears in your privacies, God is wiping it away this month. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. By your encounters with the revelation of his word, God is terminating every trace of frustrations in your life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your word flow freely this morning and bless every one of us as we are gathered. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a blessed hand. And you may please be seated. If you are glad to see the first two services ever on Sunday morning at Faith Tabernacle, rise to your feet and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! Amen. Please, you may be seated. Revelation chapter 22. And verses 1 and 2. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And verse 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded a fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. This scripture buttresses the 12 pillars of this commission are delivered by God. And so every month is packed to deliver its manner of fruits. It's so important for us not to enter into a month and expecting it to be like any other month. Because expectation is wisdom. An insight that fruit lies your healing. That is the termination of your diseases. You know, you talk about disease. It's just like appoint and disappoint. Disease. Whatever represents a discomfort in your life is a disease. Whatever is against your ease is a disease. And he said, each month, this tree bears 12 a manner of fruit. And inside that manner lies your healing from any form of disease. And this man, God is saying, I'm wiping away your tears. I'm taking away your reproaches. And so what do you do? But expect it. The right scripture to that theme is Revelation chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. It said, and I wept much. Revelation 5, 4 and 5. I wept much because there was no one man found worthy to open the book and to read the book, neither to look thereupon. And then one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Because the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. That means the opening of the book is the termination of your tears. That's what it means. Weep not. And I wept not because the book was sealed and I couldn't, no one was found worthy to open or to read. One of the elders said, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So that your weeping and your tears can stop. So until the book is opened, weeping continues. The opening of the book is the end of your tears. Until the book is opened, weeping continues. The opening of the book is the end of your tears. And what is God saying? I am committed to opening the book to you this month. I am committed to what? Opening the book to you this month. If you are willing and you are interested and you desire and you choose to access the open book. This is so important. To be pregnant with expectation for encounters with revelation. Because the secret things belong unto God, but the things that are revealed, they are the ones that belong to us and to our children after us. So until they are revealed, they don't belong. Until the truth is revealed, the benefits of it cannot be released. It has to be revealed first before the blessings thereon can be released. So we must position ourselves for the opening of the book this month. Weep not. The book is open. That's what I'm speaking on. Weep not. The book is open. Every time you access the open book, you gain command of situations. Every time you access the open book, you gain command of any situation. Because Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 says, he upholds all things by the word of his power. All things are under the command of the word of his power. All things. Upholding all things by the word of his power. All things. Here is one Michael Dowdu sent in this testimony online. He said, I gave God the glory for the healing he brought my way during the 4 weeks of praise harvest. Since I was young, I have had this problem of urinating blood. But at the last Hosanna night, it was said here, while praising God, that we should set our mind on where we need God's intervention. This I did, and to God be the glory, I am completely healed. You see, every time you align with prophetic injunctions, you become a candidate for his intervention, God's intervention. God's intervention. So I'd like you to know this is a month devoted to a search, a crave for revelation. Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. For far be it that the Almighty should do wickedness. It's enough for a man to say, if I've done iniquity, I will do it no more. And that which I see not, teach thou me. So, that which I see not, teach thou me. So, every discomfort, every inconvenience, every form of stagnation is traceable to lack of access, lack of appropriate insight that will put you in command. And this man, God is saying, I have come down in your midst to open the book. Amen. There shall be amazing encounters with revelations from on high this month. Amen. But because he that seeketh findeth, you have to seek it to find it. The good news is that the answer to every of your questions and my questions is in the book. It's just like the arithmetic book we used to have in those days in primary school. You have the problems in front and the answer behind. They call it Lacombe. Praise God. So for every problem, you know, what they have in front are the problems. At the back is the solution. So you run through it before you find the answer. You remember the story of one of our precious daughters here who said, since the answer is in the book, I will find it. And started from Genesis chapter 1. And by the time she got to Jeremiah, she found it. And all the problem disappeared when she found it. You are finding it this month. I said, you are finding it this month. You are finding it this month. Yeah. You are finding it this month. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Can I hear you shout aloud, amen? Yeah. Let me hear you shout a louder amen. What is it that happens when the book is opened? I'd like you to know first and foremost that the Bible is packaged for our profitable living. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. For doctrines, for reproofs, for corrections, and for instructions unto righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, and prepared unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. So it is packaged for our profitable living. Also, we have it here in the scriptures. He said, the word preachers, Hebrews 4:2, was first preached to them, but did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that had it. That means it was designed to profit them, but didn't, because they did not receive it. They did not believe it. So the word of the Lord is packaged for our profitable living. It's not a set of religious dogmas. It has irrefutable proofs to offer. It is packaged for your profitable living and my profitable living. It's not a set of religious codes that you have to recite, and whether you have anything in it or not. No, it's packaged for your profitable living. We also have it here in 1 Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. And he said here, verse 15, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. So when you give yourself wholly to the things that are revealed to you, your profiting will appear to all. Not hidden profiting, they are not sure whether it's there or not. It appears to all. Visible profiting. Tangible, touchable profiting. Not just spiritual profiting that only men of the spirit can see. He said it will appear to all. That your profiting may appear to all. So from those three scriptures we understand that the word of the Lord is packaged for our profitable living. It is designed to add value to our life. It's designed to add value to our lives. Bringing us out of the ruts. Setting us upon the rock to stand. Bringing us out of the miry clay. The muddy waters. Raising the poor out of the dunghill and the needy out of the dust, and making them to sit among the princes of his people. It's packaged for your profitable living. So your time in searching, time spent searching for the truth is a worthy investment, is the wisest investment, because it is packaged for your profitable living. So it's important for you and I to recognize that we cannot be any more profitable than the assets we have to this book. The discoveries here is what defines the limits of our destiny. This is where it is designed. Hear what he said, for instance, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all that he commands you this day, that the Lord your God will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. You shall be blessed in the city. You shall be blessed outside the city. Your storehouse shall be blessed. Your flock shall be blessed. And he went on down to verse 14. You'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and not beneath. You shall lend always and you shall not borrow. I mean, everything is packaged into aligning with the discoveries made here. This is where the making of every believer is. No one can make you. He said, follow me. And who is me? The Word. And I will make you. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Follow me and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. So your making is in following me. And me is the Word. For in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made. And because the same yesterday, today, and forever, all things are still being made by Him, including you and me. So your making is not a function of luck or the country in which you live. No. Someone spoke to me sometimes back. He said, she's been 16 years in the country where she lives, and it was better for me in Nigeria than it has been with me there. 16 years. It's not a function of where you live. It's a function of how you live. Praise God. Because spiritual laws are universal. Just like natural laws. There is gravity in every nation. Force of gravity. Is that not so? Do you go to Canada and then there is no more force of gravity and you can just fly and go up on your own? I say, now press your body. I'm going 10,000 meters above sea level. You see yourself on the ground after. Gravity said, I am present here as I am everywhere. You have to generate a force, not just speaking a word. You generate a force within you. Up thrust. They put engine inside your body and then you kick it and then it kicks you up. And if you return, good luck. Just like natural laws are universal, spiritual laws are equally universal. There is no hiding place. Most Nigerians outside the country can't return. The debt on their neck cannot be paid till they die. So it's not where you live. And there are those sitting down here who are not indebted to anybody. And will not live to indebted for their children. Recently, a lot of ministries were losing their properties in America. Big time ministries. It's not where you live. It's how you live. We don't owe a dime to anybody living or dead. They're walking them out of their buildings. You are praying, they say, no, it's over. Just stand up and move. You know, dollar rules their nation. It's your discoveries here that defines the limits of your destiny. Nothing else. So why don't you devote this month to make spiritual discoveries of things that you need to know and do to come out of where you are? It took me 3 days to come out of poverty mentality. I hate the world with passion. I did not only come out, it shows now to the entire world. And I knew it will show, because when you are looking for something, when you find it, you will know when you find it. Huh? The man, he said, there's a woman that had 10 pieces of silver and one was missing. And he went, lighted the candle and began searching for it until she found it. She knew what she was looking for, so she can tell when she found it. Wake up! Wake up! It's your turn to find what is missing. Whatever is missing in your life, you are finding it this month. Yeah. Whatever is missing in your life, you are finding it this month. Yeah. If that includes you, let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. If that includes you, let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. This is very important. This is very crucial. And I know this profiting is reaching you. This profiting is coming alive in your life. Let me quickly outline 7 major prophets that the world delivers. 1, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. My son, attend to my words and give ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your heart. Your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. For they shall be life to them that find it. Verse 22. And health to all their flesh. One of the vital profitings in scriptures is divine health. Or call it total physical fitness. Absolute physical fitness. A state of no pain, no ache. He said, where you have found it, it's there. But you go look for it, it's there. Where you have found it. When? Not until you have found it. It's there, but go look for it. When you have found it. What am I talking about? This month will mark the end of every harassment of sickness and disease in your own life. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. When you have found it, then there shall be a reward or a proof. And one of the proofs will be your health. Number 2. What is in the word? He sent his word that it healed them, and it delivered them out of all their destructions. Deliverance is in the word. What is in the word? Deliverance is in the word. The whole world light and wickedness. We can't see it, but they are there. But there is deliverance in the world. How? The Bible said, and that light shines in darkness, and darkness can't resist his authority. All the powers that hold men bound, they are arrows of darkness. They are what? The power of the wicked and his strength lies in darkness. The prince of the darkness of this world. And the Bible says, this is your hour and the power of darkness. And he was talking about Satan. Luke 22 verse 53. This is your hour and the power of darkness. And the Bible says, in the world is life. And that life is the light of men. And that light shines in darkness. John 1 5. And darkness can't stop it. And he said later on, this is the true light that lighted every man that comes to this world. That's why he said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So when light comes, darkness automatically gives up. You never find a situation where darkness is resisting the authority of light. And the entrance of his word does what? Giveth light. Come on now. Giveth light. So you want true deliverance, it's in the word. Lasting deliverance is in the word. Enduring deliverance is in the word. Whether they be witches or wizards, your deliverance is a reality in the word. So go look for it. Did you not sow good seed in your field? Has he grown tears? He said, an enemy has done this. Everything not working in your life, more often than not, it is the workings of the enemy. It is the workings of the enemy. So what you need is deliverance. And blessed be God, deliverance is in the book. Psalm 107 verse 20. Deliverance is in the book. He delivers them from all, not some, all their destructions. Delivers them from all their destructions. What is in the book? Success. Everybody say success. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Shall meditate day and in, day and night, and observe to do what's written day and in, and then you make your way prosperous, and you have what? Good success. You have good success. So good success is in the book. Isn't that profitable? Good success is in the book. Joshua 1:8. Good success is in the book. Good success is in the book. What is in the book? Say with me, sanctification, number four. Sanctification. Sanctification. He said, you are now made clean by the word that I have spoken unto you. John 15:3. And Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. Wherein shall a young man cleanse his ways? By giving heed thereunto unto thy word. Thy words have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. And that thou mightest cleanse them by the washing of water, by the word of God. Washing of water. God's word is a washing water. Washing of water by the word. Ephesians 5:26. Washing of water by the word. So the word is the only way to live a life that is pleasing to God. And John 17:17. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So your spiritual health is in the word. Your spiritual health is in the word. You heard a testimony last Sunday or two Sundays ago of someone who was in the cult, a young chap, and God directed him here, and Jesus washed him clean, and he's a free man, celebrating God away. This morning you heard of someone who has been an addicted Indian hemp smoker, and Jesus set him free. He's a brand new person. There is the washing of water by the word of God. Sanctification is in the word. These are vital prophets that await you and I in the word. Now, what else is the profiting that we have in the word? Number five, the word makes wise. The word does what? It makes wise. Amen. He said, and from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15. God's word makes wise. Why? It is the wisdom of God in print. Why? It is God himself speaking to you. And he that walks with the wise shall be wise. And God is the only wise. And that is God speaking to you. That's God holding you in the morning and say, come on now, this is what the day looks like. This is how you need to position yourself. That is walking with the wise. Proverbs 13:20. It is impossible to be scripturally spiritual and not be intelligent. I tell you that. It's impossible. And not outsmart your peers. It's impossible. It's impossible to be walking with the only wise God and still be a dummy. It's impossible. It's impossible. The fact is that many are not walking with them. They make their own choices. God's word makes wise. He said, thou by thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for your commandments are ever with me. I have more understanding than my teachers, because I keep thy precepts. I understand more than the ancient, because thy words are my meditations. Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100. God's word makes wise. Psalm 19 and verse 7 to 9. God's word makes wise. The commandment of the Lord are pure, making wise the simple. The testimony of the Lord is sure. I mean, it's all there. God's word makes wise. You haven't seen smart people, and you see scripturally established folks. They think outside the box. Their brain cells have been spiritually energized. They are of the natural limitations in terms of thinking. They don't only think future, they think eternity. God's word makes wise. God's word makes wise. God's word makes wise. Now listen to this. I was meditating in the word one day, and he said to me, When you are married, you and your wife have become one flesh. And if you meet a man on the street hitting himself, what do you say? He's mad. He's gone bonker. So when a man is hitting his wife, it's a clear expression of madness. Madness. I mean, insanity that needs control. He told me that. I don't know about you, but he told me. And they twain shall become one flesh. That has paralyzed any temptation to make me hit my wife, because I hate to be called mad. I don't know whether you like it, but I hate it. And the Bible said that is madness in my own definition. And I know someone here is getting delivered by that word. Okay, after beating your wife, which prize do you get? World champion white beaters competition? Now, after now beating your wife, you now take money on which you are fighting to go and treat her. The money was the basis for the beating, because there was challenge on the budget. Now, after beating her, they now tell you this injection costs 5,000. The other one costs 7,000. Now, what you are fighting on is 3,000. Now, okay. Is that not madness defined? Hallelujah. Now, listen. Can you imagine Jesus married and kicking his wife, and Peter and James are separating him? So you have a problem. And that problem has to be solved this morning. That's what Revelation does. It makes you live a dignified life. What do I call it? In case anybody is angry here, it is intentional. It is deliberate. I want to be angry so you can be free. Amen. So, and every time he said to me, you said to your wife, you are a goat. You are only addressing Mrs. Goat because you are Mr. Goat. Amen. That's exactly what it is. Because they twain shall become what? One flesh. Now, does your wife bear your name or not? So anything you call her is the Mrs. You. You are stupid. That is Mrs. Stupid. I am Mr. Stupid. You can't think Mr. Counting. Her is talking to Mrs. Counting. You are useless. Mr. Useless is speaking to Mrs. Useless. Anything you call your wife is your name. Anything. I know some may be angry, it is deliberate. Praise the Lord. Now, that was God taking me through the school of wisdom for home management. I had it from him. He spoke it to me. Revelation is hearing from God. Doing what? Hearing from God. He said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing from God. That's why I was teaching before I got married that I'm set for a hit-free marriage. It entered me. The lessons of the Holy Ghost entered me on how to enjoy a dignified married life. Don't you know it takes two people to fight? How many agree with that? Is it because my wife talks too much? He talks so rough. If a wrestler gets to the ring and he starts shouting, come out now, I will fry you. Hey, come. And nobody comes, won't he go home? Amen. You go. It takes two people. It takes two people to fight. He cannot start beating himself. I say, since nobody came, I kill myself. No, he can't. He will go home. And you know the answer that silence gives, no amount of grammar or debate can deliver. You are stupid. And he smiled. You are crazy. The smile gets wider. Don't you know I'm talking to you? Thank you. All the gri-gri will come to an end. Is somebody blessed already here? So get ready for the lessons of the Holy Ghost in the course of the month. The word makes wise. The word makes wise. And what else do we have in the word? Praise God. Your blessings are in the word. Your blessings are in the word. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to save, which is able to build you up and give you your own inheritance among them that are sanctified. As chapter 20, verse 32. Your blessings are in the word. Your blessings are in the word. How much you are able to discover will determine how much God is committed to deliver. Your blessings are in the word. All these blessings will come to you and overtake you. All these blessings will come to you and overtake you. Acts 20 and verse 32. Your blessings are in the word. And as far as your eyes can see in the word, it shall be delivered unto you. Genesis 13, 14 and 15. As far as your eyes can see, it shall be delivered unto you. As far as your eyes can see, it shall be delivered unto you. As far for all the land which thou seest, unto you will I give it. Whatever you can find from Genesis to Malachi, from Matthew to Revelation, they are available. Inheritance in Christ. The blessings of God that God has reserved for you, they are all in the book. If you hearken to my voice, observe what I ask you to do, all these blessings will come to you and overtake you. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is every man that hangeth upon the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come. And these blessings are in the book. And until Abraham saw it, he could not have it. Until you see it and I see it, we can't have it. Your blessings are in the book. And finally, number 7, the prophets in the book. The book is pregnant with wonders. Pregnant with wonders. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. A miracle will result. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. So inside the law are hidden the wondrous things of God. The miracles of God are in it. Psalm 119 verse 18. God's word is pregnant with signs and wonders. So when you discover and apply yourself to that discovery, a miracle results. When you find it, and then you apply yourself to the things you have found, a miracle comes to light. God's word is pregnant with signs and wonders. He said he was confirming the word with signs following. Every time you find it and apply yourself to it, you commit God to confirm it, and signs and wonders result. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And this beginning of miracles, Jesus did. So that is the number one platform for miracles. Find it, do it. God is committed to confirm it. And when it's confirmed, a miracle results. Can't you see these sevenfold blessings? They are so enticing that you can get yourself out of the ruts of life if you choose to. If you choose to. Now, 1982, I was already preaching prosperity. But I have not been able to lay hold on the key. The key that makes it happen to me. I'm telling them what God says. But you see, what you tell people cannot empower them like what you show them.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom. And I said, Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. And I did that for 3 days. Then I took two books in my hand, Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland, because I saw they have the proofs of it. Amen. And only fools doubt proofs. I saw that they have the proof of it. So I picked up. And upon the third day, the heaven was open. I was desperate in the search. Now, I'm talking to you now today. I can't remember whether I ate in the evening or did they eat. I can't remember. My son, Bishop Billy, told me, he said, you took me on that journey. He was the only one I took along. And he was in one room and I was in one room. Leo Shagalabala. He didn't know what I went there for, because just for him to be by my side in case I need somebody to know that I'm inside the room. So they won't lock me up. Amen. I found it on the third day. I'm still swimming in it. What I found in 3 days, I'm swimming in it now. This is how many years? 27 years after. I knew when I found it, because I knew what I was looking for. I knew when I found it, I knew. And I screamed, I can never be poor. It ended there. I wasn't quoting anybody from any book. It was a response to the discovery. Eureka, I found it. This is it. Is it not it today? This ministry is a symbol of prosperity for this generation. How many agree with that? And this man standing before you is in command of it.
Hallelujah.
Just by finding it. Otherwise, how do you ever have a church, a people, that will be buying acres of land without announcement in church? Say the blessings of the Lord. How do you buy an airplane of tens of millions of dollars and didn't raise no offering? What is that? Blessing of the Lord. That is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and hath no sorrow. I think I mentioned last Sunday that our perimeter fence for the new land is 76 kilometers. How many?
76 kilometers.
Now, if that is not a town, what is it? My town has been in existence for how many years? I don't know how many. Because I found them there. Amen. All the land of all the families, royal, peasant, all of them. It's not near that. And yet, with that, even the willingness to let go is a miracle. The availability of funds to pay them off is a miracle. From 1 3-day encounter. What we find today is only first. This month is declared a turnaround month for you.
Amen.
You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
3 days only. Lord, why is this church not growing? Lehu Shaga, Makoteno, Eriaza. But he answered by the word. He answered by what? You are never in command of anything except by the word. And hear the revelation of God speaking to man. Keep sowing the seed. And as the grass grows, the sheep will come for it. And keep the grass gray, and the sheep will lie down there. For he maketh me to lie down on green pasture. That is a computation of many scriptures. In the parable of the sower, the seed is the word of God. Amen. And in Psalm 23, he maketh me to lie down on green pastures. There are many churches where they only have visitors. But not this church. This church have residents. What do they have? Some have been resident here now for 20 years. Some others 25 years. This is not a visitor's church. This is a resident church. Even those who have traveled are still resident. They are so resident that right now in the service they are there. Before they go to the other church that they have to go to, where they are in that this service now. Oh, by the way, you are never in command of anything except by the word. You can pray forever until your prayer is just a revelation. Frustration continues. Call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you. Most of the answers from heaven is by showing you in the world what will bring the answer. He shows you. He does not do it for you. He shows you. God come and he said, no, I'll show you what to do. When I show you what to do, do it, and you find me confirming your word. My word. He answers us more than 90% of the time by showing us where the answer is. He shows us where the answer is. So revelation is God's response to our needs. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. A man here gave a testimony in the year 2005. He was so down that he was looking on the ground whether he could find any lost missing coin. How many remember that testimony? And the Lord said to him, go and pick that book, Breaking Financial Issue. He said, I've read it before. He said, go and pick it. You have not found what is there. Go and pick it. So he went and picked the book. That was November, December. Went and picked the book. By June, July of the following year, was already given tithes in six figures. The answer to your challenges are in the book. And God's response is largely via revelation. I will show you great and mighty things that will bail you out. All nations and corporations are seeking a bailout now. Your bailout and my bailout of any unwanted situation is in the world. She came out of it. My son here was sharing a testimony with me. A woman in London had a problem with childbearing, and on top of it had hormonal challenges. And so decided to move out of London into Manchester for a hideout. And then one day the Lord said, check that book that they gave you the other time. And he went and picked the book, You Shall Not Be Barren. That was it. The hormonal challenges leveled out. Pregnancy resulted. Child came at last. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Now, if every time you encounter light, you are in command of the harassment of darkness. Darkness cannot dictate what happens to you when you have found light. It is light that determines what happens to darkness. Now, that's by an encounter. Set yourself for an encounter in the world this month on specific issues of your life that is posing a challenge. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Lord, where is this answer? Enough is enough. So when they were asking which are the books for the money, I said, all the books. Depends on what you are looking for. All the books. If death is staring you in the face, read Fulfilling Your Days. You will find why you can't die now. You'll find it. And when you find it, you will know. You just find yourself dancing and intoxicated by the truth and celebrating your victory. You'll find it. The answer is in the book. And I'm glad a number of our people are here who have been here for all the years. The things I'm saying now is not an harassment. I've been saying it before there was anything to show. Because I knew what was inside it. God is good. Somebody excited here this morning? Can I tell you this? There is no one person called barren under this apostolic seal who will still be called barren by the end of this month. And I want to know this. Your pregnancy will be confirmed this month.
Yes.
It's not going to be by your feelings. It's going to be by the touch of the Most High God.
Yes.
He said, who has believed a report? Let him expect to see the hand of God. You will see the hand of God this month.
Yes.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These are seven vital benefits of the word available to you and I. And the good news is this: every child of God has automatic access to the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Amen. Every child of God. And when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you have an added assistance to access the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And as I close, I want you to know this. Just like you can find anything natural by engaging your intellect, you can only find spiritual things by engaging your spirit. By what? engaging your spirit. Because revelation is actually God speaking to you. God doing what? Speaking to you. Revelation is the Holy Spirit teaching you. He can't teach your intellect. He teaches your spirit. Not, which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So until you engage your spirit in the search, you are not a candidate for revelation. You are not a candidate for revelation. Your spirit will educate your intellect. It's not the other way around. Your spirit will educate your intellect and put it under control. It will instruct your intellect. Line up. Here is the truth. Line up. Here is the truth. Line up. Here is the truth. Line up. Otherwise, your intellect wants to see a proof before it can acclaim that something is real, isn't it? But your spirit says, I found it. Intellect, line up. I'm in charge. You shall seek for me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. With all your heart. So it takes the engagement of your spirit to assess the revelation of the truth. It's not your intellect, it's your spirit. You shall seek for me and find me, or you shall search for me with all your heart. With my soul have I desired thee in the light. With my spirit within me have I sought for thee. For when thy judgments are upon the earth, all the proud will learn righteousness. Isaiah 26 verse 9. With my soul, with my spirit, have I desired thee. Isaiah 26 verse 9. And you hear what this man said. The book, John the Beloved, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard. Revelation 1 verse 10. I was in the spirit and I heard. The reason we have not found him most of the time is that we are only looking for him with our intellect. God is a spirit. And all that come to him must understand that and tune in their spirit to connect with him. John 4:24. God is a spirit. And all that worship must worship him in spirit and in truth. So it takes engaging your spirit. But a dead spirit cannot be engaged. You can't ask a dead man, stand up, sit down, take your book. It takes a living spirit. That's why those who are born again are the only ones who can assess the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Because it's only your living spirit that can connect with the spirit of the living God to take ray of light from heaven. Someone is excited this morning. So if you are here today and you are not born again, the Bible says in Mark 4:11, unto us who are born again is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them that are without, all these things are in parables. If you want to be born again and be part of the blessings of this month, then I'm going to pray a revelation prayer over you as we close in this service. And you'll never be the same again. Everything you set your heart to find this month, you will find it. Peace that you have been looking for in your home will be restored there this month. Progress on your job will come in there this month. Every harassment of the wicked will come to an end in your life this month. If you are here this morning and you want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to retune your life back to God, that young man gave a testimony and said, I was invited for the one night with the king in August, and I kept coming to church, but in October I gave my life to Jesus. Coming won't change your situation. Connecting is what will change your situation. Lift up your two hands to heaven, everybody. The answer is in the book. The answer is in the book. Lift up your two hands and celebrate the fact that the answer is in the book. The answer is there, I must find it. The answer is there and I must find it. This is declared a turnaround month for you. The answer is there, no matter what the question is. The answer is in the book. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. The answer is in the book. And it's available for finding. The answer to your questions and my questions, they are all in the book and available for finding. Please understand, most of the times, God sends us instruments through whom we find it. How can I accept someone who should guide me? And then Philip showed up. I thank God for those who have shown up in my life to help me to find what I needed to find. Amen. There are teachers assigned to you. There are prophets sent to you. There are apostles placed over you. And there are pastors who are assigned to you. And I will give you pastors after my own heart who shall feed you with wisdom and knowledge. And it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased in the land. So there are those ministry gifts assigned to you. And if you are brought into this commission, that means God has brought you under a pastorate that will help enlighten your spiritual understanding and bring you to the fullness of His plan and purpose for you. He said, though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, He will not remove your teachers far away from you, but your eyes will see your teachers, and through their ministry, your ears will hear a word behind you saying, what? This is the way. So, God has assigned men who will show you the way. And it takes meekness to understand that. It took some men to make me see what I had to see in order to enjoy what I'm enjoying today. I'd like you to know that this month is not an ordinary month. This month is a month of your turnaround.
Amen.
Everything is changing in your favor this month. As you tune in correctly by the Spirit of God, everything is turning in your favor this month. I'd like you to believe the word of God, that only he that seeketh findeth. And only he that knocketh shall have the door open unto him. I'd like you to be desperate for light this month and be tireless in the pursuit of the word of God. There are no word masters. We are all students of the world. We are only different categories of students. There are junior students. There are senior students. There are no word masters. We over-celebrate what we know at the expense of what we don't know. Until you have a proof of any issue, you don't know it yet. You have had it, but you have not found it. When you find it, it is the result that will announce that you have found it. Can I hear your amen? You need that meekness. It is the result that we show that you have found it. I can't tell you have found how church grows if the church is not growing. No. I can't tell you have found prosperity. The truth of prosperity. If it's not showing. So whatever is yet to show is yet to be found. Woo! It's yet to be found. And it's better you are humbled by this truth. So you don't claim to have found what you have only heard. And when you have found it, then there shall be a reward. When you have found it, then there shall be a reward. and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Proverbs 24 verse 13 and 14. And thy expectation. That means the proof will become evident. The proof will be irresistible. Where you have found it, the proof must come. So whatever you are yet to have a proof of, you are yet to find. Woo! If I've not found it all the years we have been married, 27 years now, we've never had to struggle. Because I found what would deliver me from that struggle. And when you have found it, lift up your two hands. The Spirit of God that helped me to find what has added value to my life, that Spirit is available to help you also. You are not going to be a misfit anymore. You are not going to live with frustration anymore. You are finding it. Every tear around your life must go. Every struggle must come to an end. You are finding it this time. Retu sokleria yeshagaba. Lakato suseri eletezizo. Meketo zagila. Yeshangara. Depombia. Yekosiza. Mekanta salo. Yeklaria labarado. Zazalzaketo korodize. Eyishagala. Barike tekete. Oziklaria yesha. Barada. 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 Usizekeno. Bradike zizo. Yeko zagila. Yekledi aleto. Bradaso lekeria. Yetoto zizere. Elizaza. Elizaza. Eliza. Roplekrekte neborua yesha. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I decree that this month be recognized in your story as a month of discoveries. This month is declared a month of word encounter for you. This month is marking the beginning of the dawning of a new day in your life. This month is marking the end of every form of struggle in any aspect of your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, no one can find it without your help. I decree the ministry of the Holy Spirit upon your life in a dimension you have never known as you begin to seek to find what is missing. Receive that ministry in the name of Jesus. He said, arise and shine because your light has come. He said, and for your shame you shall have double. This man, by the revelation of the word, I see double restoration come your way. Whatever you have been looking for years, you are finding them out this month. In the name of Jesus. If anyone came here sick, I command your healing now in the name of Jesus. Anyone came here under the oppression of the devil, you are set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Can I quickly say this? Let every woman called barren go back to the book called You Shall Not Be Barren and run through it again. I know most of us have copies. If you don't have, you can get your copies. Then walking in dominion, you have been under the oppression of witches and wizards. You need to know you have authority over them. Satan get lost. He can't stop light from breaking through in any circumstance. Possessing your possession is showing you how to assess your inheritance in Christ. Understanding your covenant rights, what to do to commit God to deliver his promise. And then breaking the curse of life. These are some of the ones recommended for this month, and any other one that aligns with the thing you are looking for, where you need light. Get down and make this month a most studious month in your life, and watch out for the result. Now we've gone through time of fasting and praying, we've gone through praise, we have automatic access to the word of God. I'd like you to know this month must not pass like any other month in your life. Lift up those hands and give him thanks and praise. He's alive forever.
We believe you've been blessed by this power-packed message. You can fellowship with us on our weekly services, Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Faith Tabernacle, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. Or visit our website at www.davidoyedepoministries.org or email info@davidoyedepoministries.org. For counseling and prayers, call 01-77-47-546 or 01-77-47-547 or 01-77-47-548. God bless you.